Audio 239. Describe an article you read from a magazine or from the internet about healthy life. It has become a habit for me to read articles from Daily Mail, a British website with comprehensive information on a daily basis. I can not only learn English-related vocabulary, but also enrich my knowledge, especially as a health nut. I tend to pay much attention to those concerning healthy diet. It occurred to me that once I saw an article about 2 years ago, when I was in Metro on my way to the university in the morning. It caught my attention with a striking headline, "Bacon, ham, and sausages as big a cancer threat as smoking. WHO to warn." I believe nobody wanted to eat or take in something that would cause a fatal disease like cancer. In the article, it said that the World Health Organization had published a report days ago on the dangers of eating processed meats, including the three mentioned in the headline. Global health experts maintain that when meat is preserved by smoking, curing, or salting, or by adding preservatives, cancer-causing substances or carcinogens can be formed. What's more, even fresh red meat was expected to be regarded as bad for health. In my eyes, it was a nice piece and did really worth reading. For one thing, it was quite a convincing article. Unlike most similar writings, it was strongly evidence-based. I mean, it reported something from an authentic institute and provided figure support, as well as by saying a study had found that processed meat was to blame for 1 in 30 early deaths. For another, it gave readers practical suggestions instead of simply stating facts. It was like, it advised people to reduce their bowel cancer risk by eating no more than 500 grams per week of red meat, such as beef, pork, and lamb. Anyway, I totally believed what I was told, and I would say inspired by the article, I decided to cut back on red meat to reduce my risk of developing cancer.